Yo, what's up, guys? On the Stroll Show.
Yo. What is it, like Christmas? Yo.
It's like a Christmas story when they go to the Chinese food place.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's all right. Welcome back, guys. Stroll Show, the noon hour here today.
Oh, yeah. And I don't have my good coffee today. I got the layup beans from Dunkin'. What were the ones you said? What were the other ones? Just the strong beans.
Those are the strong beans because
these are layup beans. I feel it though. You know why? Because it's a latte. Latte's got that little cappuccino.
It gives you a latte caffeine.
That espresso in it. You know what I'm saying? What is the difference between a latte and an espresso? Actually, I mean a latte and a cappuccino. There's a difference, right? You know, it's the amount of milk, perhaps.
I don't know because I know there's like some scientific formula on how to like. Mix it all together. I just don't know what that formula is.
The coffee scientists are way smarter than either you or I. But I'm ready. I got my coffee in me, surging through my veins. I'm ready to talk some shit.
We're ready.
Let's talk. What do you want to talk about today? Oh, maybe we should go to the guest. We talk about the guest first.
Yeah.
Prelude.
How does Conan do it?
I know, right? He has a lot more hair than I do. So I think he's all of his powers in his hair. He just flicks his hair around, waves his head around a little bit. Boom, boom, boom. Shakes his ass. You know, and then you don't even know what he's saying.
You don't know what he's saying. But this week, we did, we got a pre-recorded interview this week. We made a little prelude to this last week. We went to Webster Hall last week, and we went to go see our boys, Bad Case of Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our boys, OG boys.
OGB.
Justin was in that band, too. We've seen him in previous installations of bands and stuff, and it was nice to see him again.
Yeah, one of the OG BGDs, good dude.
That's right. I was gonna say you could probably try to drop. Let's try to drop.
Big good dude.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Wow. Okay. So I wonder why last week it didn't work.
I don't know. I think there's something wrong with it. So we got a soundboard, and
I'm gonna try not to abuse it.
Yeah, we're gonna. Oh,
I am in control of it though. So
I know because I know that's your baby.
We're working on this.
It's like a 2-week thing in the process. But we got the soundboard. We got Bad Case of Big Mouth, and we're gonna have that interview for you in just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It's a backstage interview. So
yeah, you know how we get. You know how we get.
Maybe the sound quality is not the best, but you know, we'll make it happen.
What you got to do when you're on site. You got to make things work.
Well, a little background story on that. Right? We got asked like probably like 2 days before the show by the record label. Like a record label actually like wanted us to go interview a band. That was a big deal for us.
That was cool. I was like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. You know, so it was like regardless, it could have been like, you know. On my mom's birthday, and I would have to be like, yo, ma, I got to eat this cake man quick. I got to go see Bad Case of Big Mouth. You know, I got asked by record label to go do this. It's a big opportunity for me.
So we just want to give a big ups. Is that Pete? Is Pete from...
Big Pete from Manicat Records. Yep.
Thank you, Pete.
He hooked us up, and he gave us some free downloads of the band's song. So we're going to play some of their new EP, which is Break It to Build It.
Yeah, I know. I feel so bad because I swear to you guys, if the band is listening, I apologize because I was practicing that for the... As soon as we did, I was like,
I was like, please don't
fuck this up. I was like, break it to build it. And then I get there and I'm just talking and then boom, right back to the wrong way. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch. I was preparing for this moment and I struck out. but came in the bottom nine, swung and I missed.
Whiff.
Yeah.
That's okay. It happens to the best of us, especially like, you know, Carlos Beltran and, you know, the ALC or DL, what is it? NLCS?
Yeah, the CS because that was right to the World Series.
Yeah. As you just probably heard, big point of order. Joe and Jason talking about some Met stuff. You know, keep the flow. We keep a little bit of the flow going.
Exactly. We love the Mets, and last night's game was insane. If you guys saw that game, that was extra inning, walk-off style, Curtis Granderson
both tied and then got the lead for the Mets' most home runs of all time, like as a team for a season.
That's insane. I wonder what the stat is on a guy hitting the game-tying home run and then winning the walk-off home run the next inning.
Damn. You know what? We'd have to look at baseballreference.com or like Elias Sports Bureau. I don't know. What is it?
I'll tweet at Gary Cohen from the Mets broadcasting, and he knows all the information.
Bad Case of Big Mouth is on the show today. We have like a little bit of a pre-recorded interview. But before that, Steve, you got something on your mind.
I got something on my mind. Well, we got, last week we had a crazy weekend with the 90s Fest and the show.
It was like some crazy motorcycle just ran
like a jet flew through my headphones. I was like, what is that?
Listen, pay no mind to it. Pay no mind.
Okay. Just going through. And so then we did the 90s Fest. We did our show. And then we went out and we saw Bad Case of Big Mouth. And then this week, you know, Paul and I are roommates as well as best friends. Mm-hmm. And this what comes at the end of this month is the last day of us being in the apartment together.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about this on the car ride over.
Yeah, I wanted to pay homage to that apartment.
Yeah,
because so. if some of you guys don't know, we started this show as a podcast. Well, even before the apartment, it was in my parents' basement.
But if you don't know, maybe you might be saying, "Tell me, baby, girl, 'cause I need to know." I couldn't help myself.
that's gotta go. And so now this is, you know, so when we started living in the apartment together, we were like, "Yo, we're gonna make this stroll the best show it can be." And we started reaching out to guests and started trying to, you know, get bands, and we did all these things. So we started getting bands and guests, and
we got some.
I mean, sizable, big good dudes.
Yeah, some sizable.
Big good dudes.
All right, I'm stopping. I'm going to stop. This is too great. This is too great. I'm so glad it works.
I know. I'm so happy.
Oh, my God. I'm giddy right now. But yeah, we had so many big good dudes come to our apartment on, like, pretty much, you know, not knowing us from anybody. You know, we could have just been like, "Oh, come to this back alley, you know? Yeah, it's called Stab Street."
Just around the corner. Yeah. Just keep going. Yeah. It's right there. But yeah, people, I mean, we just reached out to people, Facebook messages, emails, but we made ourselves sound, you know, presentable, lunatics.
Yeah, we're college educated.
Yeah, we took an English class or two. You're an English major, so we had an ace in the hole right out the gate.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Right out the gate, we had something. So, I mean, I just think it's been 3 years now, which just seemed like yesterday.
Yeah, and we were doing the podcast for pretty much the whole time we were living there, for more or less, like at least the last 2.5 years that we were there, in one shape or another, you know?
From microphone snafus to the fanciest microphone I think I've ever touched until this one right in front of me.
Do you remember running across the city the day before Danny Tamborelli was coming on the show? Danny Tamborelli of the band Jounce, and also of, you know, Nickelodeon, Danny Tamborelli. Pete and Pete, all that. What's that other show that they all got slimed on constantly? Figure It Out.
Figure It Out, yeah, with Summer Sanders. What's up, Summer? How you doing?
Yeah, what's good, bae? What's good? we were running across, like, the city trying to find a microphone that was good enough, because we thought, like, man, we can't, like, have this crappy mic for Danny Tamborelli. Like, we gotta do it up nice.
Yeah, and we ran to, was it Sam Ash or Guitar Center?
We went to Guitar Center first, and they didn't have what we needed. They didn't have...
of course.
And they were just like, "Oh, you know, like, maybe we can order it for you." I'm like, "No, we need it today, bro."
Yeah, it's like 6:45 at this point.
Yeah.
Everything's closing at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So we ran all the way from, like, I think it was, like, Grand Central area. We ran all the way to, like, 34th Street on foot.
In dress clothes
after work.
And we ran through Times Square, I think, on purpose for some reason. Because we were just, like, bodying people. We're just, like, weaving. Like, you guys would have drafted us on your fantasy football teams if you saw the moves we pulled that day.
Yeah, we were, like, a couple of, like, locked and loaded RB2s.
Yeah, you would have been, like, boomer bust style. But we would have boomed for you.
Yeah, we would have boomed on that day. So we finally get I don't know why we went on this tangent, but the story is funny.
Yeah, because people want to know the back behind the scenes shit. What happened? What did these guys do?
Yeah, we're talking about the apartment. We're talking about that just happened by itself. That was God made that happen. Tell me, baby girl, 'cause I need to know. I didn't press that. That just happened.
Oh my God.
That wasn't my fault.
Oh my God.
So we're running across the city. We finally get to the Sam Ash that had the microphone that we needed. And the guy there is like a total dick to us. We were like, "Oh, is this like good for like, you know, podcasts and stuff?" And the guy was like, "This microphone is probably better than anything you'll ever own in your life." Like, more or less, it's like what he said. Yeah. He was just like, "Yo, stop being a dick to me, bro. I don't know microphones."
Yeah, we just have money. And we know you need the money to get this microphone.
Yeah, and we dropped $4 on that microphone that
day. Yeah, we did.
Large.
Exactly. And then we were just, and just in time, we just got in just time. In time, we got home and we were just playing with that mic.
Yeah, so we upgraded ourselves that day, and the apartment after that day saw host to many, many guests. We had Brian Bonds there, who's in Kevin Devine's band. We had
Jason from High School Football Heroes.
Yeah, Jason from High School Football Heroes and his band Go Big was there. Yeah. We had Cooley Ranks, who was on the show a couple weeks ago from The Pilfers, we met him the first time at our apartment.
Yeah, and he told me to hold the spot outside my apartment. He's like, "Yo, I'm bringing my car around. Stand in this spot." And I'm like, "I don't know if it works that way, Cooley." And then a car pulled into the spot, and I was like, "Just park at the pump, bro. We'll be all right."
Yeah, it's fine. So we had a lot of good memories at this place. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of coming to a close now. So I guess you might say we needed...
Please, a moment to reflect.
It's so good.
It's so perfect.
It works.
We
it
have like works. Five drops, and they're all perfectly. I feel like we talk into the drops.
Well, it's just like stupid jokes that we're making for the last like 15 years of our friendship that have now just they're all exist on this one device.
We only have what is that 8 jokes?
Yeah, it's pretty good. But you know what? We get good mileage out of those jokes.
That's true. But we just want to thank, and it was just as funny because thinking about it, because our first ever band we interviewed was Legend of You out of our apartment, and that was like the inaugural stroll. You know, face to face, like first band interview we ever did. And Justin in Bad Case of Big Mouth was in that band as well. So it's like kind of like a bookending of like the beginning of this era into the, well, not era, but really, but it's like
still
beginning and end of the apartment era.
Yeah.
And so
that was well put.
Yeah. Right. Well put. I just want to thank everybody, you know, like Nice Shot Kid and Skates and,
Hopeless Otis,
JT was there. Enziguri was there. Mm-hmm. And
we were very lucky to have some people that trusted us to
Taking
come.
Taking Back Queens was there with Arlene and Hal and Big Dick Parker.
Dick Parker, DP.
What's good, kid?
And, hope you're all right out there, bro. I've been seeing some stuff on Facebook.
He's on the streets, baby.
You're on the streets. You're rolling around. You're rolling and tumbling, but you keep it going, big boy.
Yeah, so all these guys, and if I missed anybody, it's not because I'm leaving out on purpose. It's because I kind of forgot.
I think you got a lot of them, though.
I think I got most. If I think of anything, I'll just shout it out randomly, like I have Tourette's.
But we don't have to spend the next like 10 minutes like just going over all of our
guests. Giving everyone a shout out. But
just go on our SoundCloud if you want to go find out like our past guests.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
They're all there.
It's the Stroll Show BK.
Yeah,
you guys want to go check that out.
So I mean, it does warrant a kind of like a reflection because you know if we didn't have that apartment. We would still be doing stuff in your parents' basement when we originally started the podcast, and having the apartment like it was just a perfect thing. And also, you know, thank you to our roommate Nick.
Yeah, Nick, thank you.
I don't know if Nick is listening right now. I think he's Zog Sporting right now.
He's playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, Fall League,
like Randall's Island or Roosevelt Island, one of the two.
He's going for it. He loves that shit. Good for you, Nick. I hope
loves that shit.
Yeah, I hope you're catching all the discs. I don't know. But yeah, Nick is he was a great roommate and he never once complained that we had guests over. He was just happy for us. He was supportive of us. So thank you to our roommate, Nick, for supporting us and always being cool about it because, you know, we had some late nights there.
Yeah, we did. You know, like, drinking, people playing video games late, playing acoustic sets in our apartment. We did some things that probably
remember we played,
you couldn't do.
Remember the band from Canada? We had... what was their name? Oh, I know their name. It's in my head. Oh, what is it? Oh, God.
Oh, Other Families.
Yeah, Other Families. Yeah,
that was our first international. Oh, Abstract Artemis too.
Oh, big
fucking Artemis. What's up, kid?
Artemis out there. Maybe he's back in Spain again. Artemis is just rolling and tumbling around the world as well. Yeah. But yeah, we had a band from Canada that reached out to us to be on the show. That was like one of the first people that actually reached out to us to be on the show.
Yeah, and international,
really cool. International too. And they came and they chilled and we played Super Smash with them for like 2 hours after they came.
That was awesome. That was so great. And even thanks to JB. For filming, who are our boys? Our boys in Float. They did a couple of little acoustic set for us, and JB filmed it, edited it down, put it on YouTube. So we got, you know, we got some love, and I just want to thank everyone for the love.
Yeah, we take this moment to say thank you to all of our Stroll alums, our Strollagmites and Strollagtites. I still don't know if I like saying that. I just feel like it's a good thing to say. I like the Stroll alums.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Strollagtites and Strollagmites, but actually...
That's if you live in a cave. It would have worked better in the basement, but I guess we're back in a basement now,
so
it doesn't...
That's true, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But,
I just got a text from my dad saying we owe him rent for doing the show in the basement of the house. I don't know if that's going to happen, but...
Joe, I got to be honest with you. You ain't getting that money, bro.
we'll just thank you as well. We'll thank my parents as well for doing that, but they didn't have any bands rolling through at like, you know, midnight, so... We respect it.
That's true. And also keep in mind, I'm currently paying two rents right now.
I'm paying rents
for an apartment I'm moving into and an apartment that I'm currently living in. So I can't manage a third. But so let's get into our guest today.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get into Bad Case of Big Mouth. They're a band from New Jersey. What is it called? Easy Core, you would say?
Easy Core, yeah.
I don't know the difference between these things, but they kind of tried to explain it to us during the interview. And they were awesome. They're a really, really tight band, and they're really, really powerful like sound together.
Yeah, and showmans, too, on songs.
Yeah, really good showmans. They got like the two singers. One is like the singer, one's like the screamer. And they really sound good together. Like, they clearly been doing this a long time. They got a good following. And they you know, they deserve to be known. They've been trying to tour and get, you know, more people, like, by themselves. They have, you know, a small record label that helps them out, and there's Manic Cat. Shout out to them. And they're just really doing it. Like, and they're having the day jobs and all this stuff too, and then still churning out, as you'll hear, these songs are very well executed.
Yeah,
well,
very well. Yeah, you think these guys really got a good head on their shoulders. They really know where they want to go and what they got to do to get there. So I think, you know, that's always key to success is knowing a plan and knowing a course of action to get you to that goal you want to reach. So I think from talking to them and seeing them play, I really think it was it was a great show. And I thank the guys for letting us take the time out of the day. I know it was like kind of quick in between you know, band sets and stuff, and going backstage, and people moving around, and equipment moving around and stuff. But I think we got it good.
Yeah, we did.
And you want to start off with a song?
Yeah, this song is off their new EP. It's called "Break It to Build It," and it's on Manic Cat Records. This song's their first single, I guess. It's "We Wasted the Good Surprise on You."
Yes,
a little Billy Madison, Big Daddy reference.
Big Daddy reference. I love that. We all love that movie.
So we're gonna play this song, and then we're just gonna let the interview play. It's, you know, like a good like 10-15 minute interview we got with them, and then we'll come back with another song, and we'll do a little housekeeping. So you've been listening to The Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to Bad Case of Big Mouth again, and I hope you guys enjoy the interview. Here's "We Wasted the Good Surprise on You." What's been going on with you guys recently? You've been on tour. You just got off a pretty lengthy tour, right?
Yes. We went on about a three-week tour with a band called Crunkosaurus Rex, who was on most of it. And we were along the East Coast and up by Michigan and all that, so it's pretty cool. It's dope.
We spread out to the Midwest, and we got some more things in the books. Oh yeah, I forgot.
It's all good.
I have like a water bottle, and I have like I'm just like crumpling it while I'm talking. I'm obnoxious. I can't help it. What?
Fidgeter.
A fidgeter.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I always gotta play with something when I'm. It sounds so weird. I always gotta play with something when I'm sitting by myself.
It's not as bad as like eating while you're recording. That's like the cardinal sin. Like if you're like,
some shit,
oh,
like,
actually do that?
I've heard it.
Like pull out like a fucking Twinkie like mid combo. Like,
hang on one second.
Like hold on 1 second. I'll record this part after you know I had this Twinkie.
And it's like extra annoying because you got the wrapper too, and you're eating, and then the wrapper's crinkling.
Let's talk more about Twinkies. You know, delicious yellow cake.
Yeah,
they're sponsoring this, right?
Chocolate colors. Yeah. And they're finally back. I mean, they were gone for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. Remember that on eBay? They were going on for like $50.
They were gone for like a month. Yeah. And they came right back.
Yeah. People boycotted the.
They wanted to see what the demand was for a Twinkie before they actually, you know. Them back. Like, yo, people still want them. Let's go fucking do it.
All right, guys, I want to ask you guys a little more about the tour, obviously, because, you know, Twinkies aside. What was one of the best shows that you guys played along the last tour?
One of the best? I would say Indiana was really cool. Crunkosaurus Rex's hometown. We also played a show in a hockey rink, which was really cool. I don't know if I can say it's fucking cool, but it was.
Say whatever
I can
you
say
want.
Yo, it was fucking cool.
That might not have been like the best show, but that was hands down the coolest show. The best show was we played in a Sunday school in Orlando. Brandon, Florida, which is basically Tampa. So just like a bunch of people just packing arm to arm in this little like you know Sunday school room. And it was a small little classroom. Kids were like crowd surfing. I unfortunately had to get like dropped on my back and head.
Wait, did you guys see that video on? It was like Facebook. It was that like Japanese classroom where like all the kids were sitting down. And this like metal band came in and everyone was like freaking the fuck out. That's what I'm imagining right now with
they
you guys.
Came in.
You know what that reminds me of? What's that like? That three piece Japanese all girl band. Baby metal. Yeah, that sounds like some baby metal shit.
It might be. I don't know who they were, but it was fucking insane.
Baby metal's fucking huge.
Yeah, are they really?
Yeah, they play like the Garden or something or Barclays Center. For Christ's sake.
My best friend, he's 34 years old and he's like obsessed with them.
Yeah, they're actually not bad. Yeah. I gotta be honest.
They get a lot of like hate and shit, but they're you know they're doing what I wish I could be.
It's weird because it's like bubblegum metal, like you know that's like bubblegum punk that was like a thing back in the day. Like I guess Blink was considered bubblegum punk.
I'm sorry.
So you played a hockey rink.
Where was
the hockey rink show? Yeah,
it's like Kalkaska, Michigan, like super super way up
Canada,
north.
So do you find that the best shows kind of happen like the middle of the country, or like where's your favorite part of the country to play so far?
We've never been out of the East Coast. We will be soon.
So you said the place was in Michigan?
Michigan,
that's like the Midwest.
I mean that's the farthest we went though.
Oh, okay.
That's literally Michigan and then back to the East Coast.
I got you.
We literally traveled that way and then came back.
We went out. We were in Central Time twice. Illinois, and then we time traveled all the way to Tennessee, which a part of Tennessee is Central Time.
We never got to the West Coast, California, anything.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Very, very soon.
I think the kids out in the Midwest are definitely more passionate, though, than the shows that I've been playing for years, you know. I think there's a lot less things to do in a major city if you're not in any of the suburbs. So when shows do come through the area, I think kids are way more excited to have something to do and come see their favorite bands.
I feel like kids are jaded like that from the city, you know, like kind of like tri-state. Kids are like, they've like seen everything, so they're just like, everyone's like, they gotta make sure you guys are cool. Like someone's gotta tell them you guys are cool before they can actually be like, "Yeah, you guys are cool." You know.
Don't check interested on the Facebook invite. Don't click going.
They can't just enjoy the show.
The goal is sort of to come up with something that no one's ever seen. You know, and so the people coming out aren't like, you know, I've seen this before. You know,
right.
So we can do that everywhere, hopefully.
Yeah, that's true. And they're grateful that you came. Like, oh, you're coming to my little place in South Dakota. Awesome. Thank you. Like, they're more grateful. So what place haven't you played that you really want to try to get to? Like obviously like maybe the West Coast or something like that.
Idaho.
Idaho, the potatoes. You want to check out the potato famine of Idaho?
That's a weird response. I want to go to California, man. It might not be. It might not. I feel like it's not going to be nearly as good as everyone's hyped it up to be, or at least how the East Coast hypes it up, because everyone on the West Coast is like, it's just California. Like, earthquakes, it sucks. Just like how, like, people in Florida are just like, oh, it's humid and shitty and hurricanes and meh.
I think we all unanimously want to go to California, probably more than anything. No offense to every other state.
It's okay. Idaho, just for the potatoes.
Man, props to the Idahoans.
Like, stop in like the like middle of a fucking road and just raid someone's farm.
Austin from Crunk said that they were in Seattle, and Seattle has a lot of good food there. So I think
they got that like wharf. It's like a wharf or something that is like good fish and stuff.
Yeah.
Something that we're all really into. Mostly me and Justin that I've noticed is like trying the local food of sort of each town.
You gotta do it. Yeah.
Word of mouth, like what somebody says. Oh, you gotta try this. But we usually go there before or after the show.
That's awesome. That's part of being on tour. Yeah, for sure.
Steak and Shake for the first time.
How was that? Steak and Shake.
You've had an orgasm before, right?
Yes.
Of course.
I can't, maybe.
maybe that one time. Maybe that one time when my mom was changing me.
The first one.
I think as much as we hype up tacos, I think we can say Steak and Shake is probably like our official place now.
Yeah. Cheap as shit.
Like, is it like Wawa style or is it like
no?
No, it's like a sit down like Wendy's, but it's like $4. It's $4 meals you get.
Yeah. Like nice. Burger, nothing's fries. Nothing's under $4.
Wow, that's great. That's perfect when you're on
nothing's
the road too. Yeah.
Over $4. Sorry.
Yeah, I've been hearing like Del Rey tacos is good at West. I don't know how true that is.
I've heard a couple things about that.
Right. I've heard some distant rumblings about that.
I feel like I'm really hyped to try In-N-Out. I feel like that's gonna be a little overhyped, but I'm
Jack in the Box. I heard is really good too. The fried tacos or whatever.
Yeah, there's one in Pennsylvania.
They have at Jack in the Box 99-cent tacos.
Yeah,
that's good. You know, it's good.
You got to do it, but you're gonna regret it.
I don't know
if I can afford to do that when we're on the road.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I feel like shitting is difficult on the road, right? Is it one of those?
I mean, we all do.
Yeah. Let's move on. Do you guys, since you want to play in California, do you know anything about the music scene over there? As far as like, because I don't really know too much about the punk scene or pop punk scene or whatever you guys. I know you're like kind of like easy core. That's like the bullet term. But
I mean, I've heard like stereotypes. I don't know what like the actual scene is. I heard like California is like West Coast is like super punk. But, you know,
yeah. Washington was like the home. They call it like the home of punk, like punk rock. I know like LA is good for just any sort of arts in general. Yeah. And, you know, acting. You know, rock. Rock is great over there, so you know, if you just slide in with some pop punk.
Yeah,
I think I'm assuming these are all just minor stereotypes and it's not 100% true, or because time has, you know, gone on and things have changed.
It's one of those things you don't know.
Higher, though, in Hollywood. I think the whole Hollywood strip is stuck in the 80s.
Motley Crue is still.
I would love that. I love that kind of music.
Yeah. So how do you think that compares to, like, I mean, obviously you guys are from the East Coast, you're from Jersey. What's the scene like in Jersey when you guys were first starting out, and how do you feel about it now?
When I first started out, I had shows literally, like, I want to say, like, 3 minutes walking away from me at this firehouse. We had bands like Texas in July, The Air I Breathe, Maryland is Dead, which is now known as Palisades. If you know them, they're on Rise Records. Bands like that, like, just play shows, like, and the whole scene and just everyone was just, like, everything was just amazing. Kids came out to shows, kids were supportive, bands were, like, over the top good. And I feel like, I don't want to say, like, you know, the scene's dying in Jersey, because they show a lot of love to us, but I wish, you know, this is almost like a challenge to all those bands. I feel like, you know, a lot of people need to step it up.
Yeah. I'd like to, I grew up in a different scene than John. We didn't really, like, grow up together. I used to frequent this bowling alley where they would hold shows, and I would play there sometimes. And this place would be packed out, you know, every single show. And this was, you know, 2009, 2010. And, you know, these shows would just be packed. Kids would want to go out. Kids would want to see bands. And I'll definitely say that it did definitely die down maybe a couple years ago, but I think it's coming back. I think it's rising. back up. I'll say that.
Yeah, because you think, like, kind of like when you think about emo and screamo and stuff like that, like, you kind of think, like, Long Island first. I feel like that kind of comes to mind first. And I know, Justin, that's, like, your kind of background, right? Yep. Like, and so you...
Came back Sunday, brand new, doing the whole VFW hole like John was just describing. That was kind of where I grew up going to shows. Right. The downtown in Farmingdale was another staple. So Hawthorne Heights there right before they released there. And Silence in Black and White, so... I'm kind of along the lines of John's background in music, you know.
Like 2007, 2008. And, there was so many kids at these shows, and I feel like almost every other, like, VFW got shut down because someone put a hole in the wall or, you know, something like that.
The downtown closed, and it's Buffalo Wild Wings now. And
it's good wings, though.
That's another thing, man. Like, all the best venues would always get shut down, and then, like, that would, you know, spark a sort of, like, it would spark the scene to sort of like die down.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that was a huge part of it. Like, that was some of the biggest, greatest venues, like, biggest, greatest, you know, their local venue
at the time.
And, you know, they would, you know, they would get shut down and then people would stop having shows.
Yeah, what can you do if there's no place to play, right?
100 kids that come out to a local show, no big headliner, just all friends. It was no problem back then.
Oh, that was a cinch. That was like a small show.
It's what you expected to come out and play to. Now, whenever we get a crowd, especially like tonight, we don't, you know, we take that for granted at all.
Yeah. So let's go. I know you guys just released like a new EP, Build It to Break It. What was that process like? What kind
break
of switch
it
up?
Build it.
Break It to Go. I always reverse it. I'm always thinking, I'm like,
we'll edit that in post.
Yeah, edit that. I've been thinking, I'm like, all right, don't plug it up.
Cut out the original audio set. Just switch it. So yeah. He said it right the first time.
2016, we got the technology.
Don't fuck this up, and I fucked it up.
That's okay.
So what was the question?
So the process, the EP, the new EP you guys just
released. Recording process and stuff like that.
Went a lot smoother than our last one. I'm not going to get into too much detail about the full length, but this went pretty swell, fast, a lot happier with how...
You're like, he laughed first, man. It was definitely swell. The swellest. We are the swellers.
Words I can't use in an interview. Swell. Just gonna check that off.
We both heard it. Anyway, it was definitely pretty smooth. We tracked it with a friend of ours. His name's Pete, and we sent it over to a couple of the guys from the band Chunk, No Captain Chunk.
Oh wow!
They mixed and mastered it for us, and they made it sound awesome. So it's very smooth.
Yeah, it sounds great. Well, what was the producer? What's the producer's name? I mean, on the Break It to Build It.
Yeah,
right?
Don't fuck it up like that. Don't do that.
It sounds so tight, like so clean. Like, how much do you guys practice that before going into record? Like,
We've been writing this EP for about a good year. We had a lot of member changes, and we just decided to sit down and write a lot of songs. We picked out the 5 best songs, and we just put it to work.
Sounds great. So so you're planning on putting out another full length soon, or
right now we don't want to reveal too much about what we're doing.
Okay,
but
okay.
We're writing.
You don't want to break it on the Stroll Podcast, the Stroll Show. You don't.
We're writing some acoustic songs.
Right now. Cool.
That's kind of what we're doing next.
Is that like just an artistic choice? You just feel like, yeah, you know, I just feel like doing something a little different.
No, we got the
I think of some older songs, some newer stuff.
Yeah, we got we're on Manic Cat Records now, so we're working with them on that. So it's gonna be cool.
Cool.
We have a full length. We have an EP. You know, we never really ventured into the acoustic side of everything. We've done acoustic shows, like our last show recently in Brighton Bar in New Jersey. We did an acoustic show, and that was a lot of fun. So we want to venture more into that side and, you know, show people a different side of Bad Case of Big Mouth.
It's all about being eclectic, I guess, nowadays, you know.
You can do acoustic and also do, like, more heavy stuff, too. I feel like it's a good contrast.
Yeah, we always want to explore into new and different things, you know. I don't think we should ever be limited to just one thing. I feel like a lot of bands limit themselves, and we don't ever want to do that.
It sounds like this band is getting ready to go, so maybe we should wrap it up. Maybe like another question or two. Yeah, we're doing the wrap-up signal. So if you guys have like any like advice, you guys have been around for a while. Do you have any advice for some bands that are trying to like get into it? I mean, there's even some young bands here tonight. Like if they came and asked you, hey man, like what do we do? How do we get shows? How do we get involved? Like what would you say to them?
The internet's your greatest friend. I mean, you can literally reach anyone on the internet. So you have time and you're not doing anything, you should be behind a computer. You should be adding people. You should be messaging people. You know,
making connections.
Don't just message someone like copy and paste. Actually talk to those people. Make them believe, like, you know, like what you're saying. These guys are going on.
Definitely practice your instruments. Make sure when you go out to play a show, you're the best that you could be. And stick with it. I've been at it for almost a little over 10 years now, and
I know that for sure.
Finally found my bandmates.
Your brethren.
Hopefully we'll be with for a while. All I can say is practice and make sure you're pumping out the best material you could ever make.
Work hard. Don't stop working hard. Don't stop grinding. Whether you're behind a computer, like John said, or even on a phone, constantly pushing everything that you have, yourself, your band, your everything. Just keep pushing, keep talking to people. Be annoying is what we like to say sometimes, you know. It's okay to be annoying.
Not so much annoying as someone told me this, it's being persistent.
Persistent and consistent is
key. Oh, yeah, well, fuck me then.
I got as well.
I had to get you back.
I think I'm good. I just told these guys. I know these guys are starting up. I want to thank you guys for the time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You guys are on this day for them? Yeah, I had an awesome time on the Stroll Show.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Stroll Show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here in the noon hour, about 12:40 right now. And you guys just listened to our interview with the one, the only, Bad Case of Big Mouth. That was Growing Distance.
Growing Distance, yes.
From Break It to Build It. I got it.
You got it right this time.
I got it.
Big boy.
Hell yeah. So that was awesome. Thank you guys for the interview. And you know, you guys to hear, we had a little shuffling, little stuff going on in the background. But it was all Gucci. It was all Gucci in the end.
And one thing we didn't bring up, and we did briefly discuss tacos. But we come to find out a little later on in the evening that there's a little something called the Taco Squad that the band has, like, a Facebook group. Apparently their big thing is tacos. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I love tacos. I love tacos. I had tacos last night, actually.
Did you?
I did.
I mean, tacos are delicious. But they have a Taco Squad Facebook group, so I don't know how to find it. I'm sure if you go, like, Bad Case of Big Mouth, Taco Squad.
I did a little Facebook search on it. It is a private group, so I think you have to get invited. You got to be cool enough.
Yeah,
I hope to be cool enough.
You got to know about the band, and you also have to know about, you know, Oaxaca cheese.
This lovely, delectable Mexican dish.
Oaxaca.
So we thank those guys, and, you know, it was awesome. It was a crazy week. That was the biggest week in Stroll history, and
yeah, we were
zonked out.
We were rocking and rolling that weekend for sure.
I've never seen so many bands live, I think, in one week. But hey, that's just what happens. This is what happens in the biz. We got to do that stuff.
Yeah, when you're in the biz.
When you're in the biz, like we're in the biz.
I mean, we got another, like, you know, 15 minutes. Yeah. So yeah, we're doing our thing. You know, next week we'll do some 90s Fest stuff, maybe.
Yeah, we know.
Speaking of our crazy weekend last weekend.
That's true. We have some 90s Fest interviews we got for you. The Mark McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Sister Hayes.
That's right.
Sister Hazel, that is. I know I'm going to go speak in slang for everybody. Like Sister Hayes, you guys know?
People know. They know. They know.
They know what's up. And then we got Paul's round two interview with Paulie Shore, at least this time early in the day, not late in the day.
You know, I come to find out that I'm listening back to that part of that interview. And
was he still drunk?
No, I messed up, and it was the first interview of the day, and I guess I didn't remember exactly how to use the mic that we were recording. So it comes in about him talking about like in mid interview, and I somehow got to ask him like what it was like getting in shape for the movie, getting in shape for that movie. What was it called?
I know it was that like desert.
The movie, or like In the Army Now, I think it was called.
I forget.
Like
I'm not really up on my Pauly Shore movies, to be honest.
It was him and like some other dude. It wasn't Baldwin. It wasn't Stephen Baldwin, because that was...
No, it was Steven Seagal.
No.
I feel like he would be in any sort of action desert movie.
No, really, you know, it was a comedy movie. It was like some other dude. I can't remember his name. Anyway, I saw that movie when I was a kid, and I freaking loved it. I loved that movie. I loved all the Pauly Shore's movies. What was that other one? Son-in-Law? Is that one?
I don't know. I think the only Pauly Shore movie I've seen was the Goof Troop movie when he does the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably most people.
I did hear him walking around just saying that randomly, like to nobody. The chaser. Whoa, the chaser. Like, okay, well, that's cool, but Jesus Christ, put down the rum.
Oh my God, he was a mess. I don't know what shirt he was wearing when you interviewed him. It looked like crumpled paper.
Yeah,
but just screened on this shirt.
It was kind of 90s-ish though.
There was
a 90s-ish flair to it.
I feel like Paulie's got like that shirt, like a break in case of emergency. Like every 90s fest, he's like, shh.
He's like, let's go get that crumple effect shirt.
Yeah, I need this.
It's not actually wrinkled. It just looks wrinkled.
I know. It's funny. I used to have I had this paper for my printer that looked exactly like that. It looked like crumpled paper.
Yeah.
You could print on it, and it wasn't really crumpled.
Do you remember that project we had to do in high school that was like we had to do like make a fake scripture?
Oh yeah, we like burnt like.
I like made it out of like tea bags. Like I used tea bags.
Before it was something else, I think. I don't know.
But like you had to like stain the paper and then print on the paper that you stained.
Yeah, like age it or something. And that was actually not easy to do.
That was not easy.
It made no sense.
Right. And we come to find out it maybe, you know, it was a little too much for some kids in our class. One of the kids came in the next day and it was literally like a half of a paragraph on a single piece of paper that was dripping wet in coffee.
Yeah, like he spilled coffee and was like, that's going to age nice.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, what am I going to... We didn't even have, like, those hand dryers in our high school.
Yeah, like, there's, like, the rolling paper towel thing, I feel
like. Yeah, you know, the blot it dry.
This one's smearing. It's smearing. This is the last... I got no more paper.
I could see if maybe it was the last period of the day, then maybe you could get away with it. But, I mean, it was first period, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. That was a wild thing. Want me to do a read? I got a read here.
I think you got. You think? Let's announce the read. We always got to announce.
We have
the
to
read.
Announce. This is Joseph's my thing. I do because Joe Beningo always has to announce the read. So. It's not seamless. It's definitely not seamless. No, it's, and no it's need. Definitely a very hard start. So anyway.
There's no need to be seamless.
There's no need to be seamless here. But this is...
I already have an app for that. We Grubhub instead.
This is a good cleanup effort. You guys are out there and you like to do some, you know, some charitable work, help clean up our beaches. We got the thing for you. So come celebrate National Public Lands Day with a family-friendly volunteer cleanup that fights beach garbage. On Saturday, September 24th at 10 a.m., join NYC H2O. And us here at Radio Free Brooklyn at Plum Beach to protect precious marine habitat and salt marsh.
Habitat.
That's multiple habitats. after the cleanup, naturalist Mickey Cohen will lead a hands-on marine ecology adventure. Volunteers will see Jamaica Bay's creatures up close. That's a little wordy there. I don't know. to sign up for the Plum Beach cleanup, visit our website at nych2o.org. That's NYC.
H2O.
Dot O-R-G.
Not Horg.
Yeah, and Plum Beach is located on exit 9 off the Bell Parkway, which is actually really close to us in comparison to being in Bushwick.
You mentioned that when you first saw that read.
Yes, I did.
And you said, "Oh, Plum Beach." I should have known what it was, but I didn't really know.
You would know it if you see it. It's like right off the Bell Parkway. It's like it's like a little round building. You know where everyone flies the kites over there right before you get over that suspension bridge? It's right there.
Oh, I didn't know that had a name. I mean, yeah, I guess that makes sense. It wouldn't just be Beach.
here's Beach 3. I mean, in New York City, it probably would be called like Beach 4. Well, you know, like it just, fuck, it doesn't matter. Just no one's going to go to it. But now, in 2016, people want to go to these beaches in NYC because we realize we have so much, you know, waterfront property that we now need to use.
That's true. So anybody wants to help out with that, please do.
Come hook up. Come see our hood.
What's that website again?
That is nychto.org.
I mean, that's literally all that is six characters.
And ORG just makes it nine. And then you're, that's my math skills coming from high school, but, you know.
Getting away from Steve's math skills, let's play one more song from Bad Case of Big Mouth. This is another song off their new EP. This song's called No Guarantee. This is a different flavor from the other two songs. This is more like up-tempo, fast-paced, kind of like reminds me of like the old school punk from like that I would listen to on those like Warped Tour compilation discs that we were talking about with Laura Stevenson last week.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into this. You're listening to the Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be back after No Guarantee. Bye.
There's no guarantee we'll be back, though.
Well, if it's before 1 o'clock, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back.
This is the time.
Yeah. What's up, guys? We're back.
Well, it was No Guarantee by Bad Case of Big Mouth. Again, thank you to them for interviewing us. Thanks to John, Tyler, and Justin for sitting backstage with us and letting us into their world.
Yeah, we got to go. I've never been back there, and I felt really cool, honestly, to be backstage for once.
Backstage.
With the flow and the sea.
So I guess just a little bit of... I can never find the thing. There we go. Sorry. But so you ready to do a little bit of housekeeping?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bonesaw, you ready?
Bonesaw is ready.
That'll never get old.
That'll never get old. Bonesaw is ready. So
all right. So wait, and we got one more thing to go into.
Oh yes.
The housekeeping.
Housekeeping. You want towel?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Okay, so coming up this week for me personally.
What's good in the C's world?
Yeah, I'm playing my first Brooklyn show in a while. We're playing a place called Cobra Club. It's in Bushwick. It's on our Facebook if you care. Anybody care to check it out? Cinema is my band, and our Facebook is Cinema Twice. Cinema Twice, //, I don't know what it is. It's Cinema Twice. But you can find us on there. We're playing with some cool bands, and that's pretty much it for me. I just like to see you there. Come see what I do when I'm not in roasting my balls off in a studio with this guy.
Yeah, is that a Cobra Kai club? Is that what it is? The G.I. Joe action? No, but yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to my girlfriend's brother Matt. I was asked to be a groomsman for his wedding, and I want to say thank you because that was it's an honor and very heartfelt, and I feel warm inside. So I want to thank you for that. That is my housekeeping.
And it's not just warm inside because it's hot as hell in here.
No, just in the heart. The heart is always warm, so it's even warmer now than before.
That's true. I see your warmth.
Yeah, so hopefully our fantasy, we do a dual fantasy football team, so hopefully that shit works out today. So
that'll be nice.
Russell Wilson, may the gods guide you into the end zone 4+ times, even through the air or through the land. You will go.
May you have a little Giants finale to your game.
Oh, yeah.
Where you used to, Cool Hands Eddie, whatever his name is.
Oh, Hot Hands Eddie.
The opposite.
But he's cool when he runs. He's so smooth, but he's those are Hot Hands. But so that's it. If you want to follow our shit, you know, Stroll, which on any given format, we got the Facebook, the Stroll Show BK. Just be careful. There's another Stroll Show out there that is not us. So
not
don't,
us.
Don't look at that one.
Yeah, we're the Stroll Show with the C and the Flow, in case you didn't know.
In case, yeah. Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
So we got the Twitter at the Stroll Show BK again. What else we got? We got Instagram, the Stroll Show BK. Yeah,
Instagram.
Instagram. We got that. Yeah, it's all the Stroll Show BK. If you're not understanding,
we're also on Tinder. We're on
SoundCloud.
We're on SoundCloud.
Audio
we're
Boom.
On Letgo.com. We're on Weebly. Is that a thing? I don't know.
JDate. We're all over it. We're all over the internet.
ChristianMingle.com. Yeah, we're on all that stuff.
You can't hide from us, baby. You cannot hide from us.
There's no hiding. And, also, you know, just finally, if anybody would like to donate a little bit to Radio Free Brooklyn, help us out in our, you guys might have seen there's a little things going on around here. We're becoming a record store up top, and we're having a new studio, so we got a lot of things going, and we need your help. So
please,
if you wanna donate, just go to our RadioFreeBrooklyn.com page, and find our Patreon link, and you can donate there. You can go to Patreon.com/ Radio Free Brooklyn. Just $1 a day.
Or $1 a month, not even $1 a day.
Oh, $1 a month, that's even better.
Come on, you lose a dollar. I lost a dollar the other day, and I'm like, oh, whatever. I don't even think about it. But if we find that dollar you lose, it helps us out so much.
Right.
So.
$1 a month, what is that? That's like a penny. That's like two, three, four
that's
pennies.
That's too
a
much
day.
Math.
I don't know.
Too
I can't much do math. That. There's like a decimal point in there. I don't know. But so if you'd like to donate to us, help us out. We're trying to bring good stuff to you guys in the future, and just, you know, trying to keep this place going, bring you free content, audio, cream cheese for your morning bagel. I haven't said that in a while.
That was good,
for good reason. It's so stupid.
It's very, very sexual in nature, though.
Cream,
describe that bagel.
Cream cheese.
Lux.
You like locks?
I do like locks.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoying their locks. Lots of love for all everybody.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your Sunday. Thanks to Pete again from Manicat Records for hooking us up this interview. And thanks to Bad Case of Big Mouth. And finally,
thanks to you, Big C.
Thanks to you, Big Fig. And also, Vinny.
We got to see Vinny this week.
We got to see You Up Vinny Ray this week. So shout out to him. And we want to ask him one more time. Vinny.
You up, bro?